He wished he could be here too, but he's dead. Well, I went down to a big crap game. It certainly was against my will. I lost every nickel that I had, but a greenback dollar bill, a $40 bet was on the floor. My buddy's point was 9. The police come and they grabbed all of us. Ooh, I got mine. Yes, I got mine. I got mine. I got it all here. Good sport, folks. I've been shooting dice all the time. Some of them boys got 30 days and others they got 9. When they brought those stripes in the very next morning, ooh, I got mine. Now let me tell you about a turkey feed. The dinner was fine. 15 minutes before the table got set, all them jitterbugs fell in line. When they brought those gobblers out, them rascals, I did shine. Talk about a rascal, folks, I grabbed in and I got mine. Yes, I got mine. Ooh, I got mine. I grabbed that money and out the back door I went flying. I tried to make it to a hiding place I heard about, but I couldn't get there in time. A rascal grabbed me by my collar, folks. I got mine. Yeah, I got mine. Ooh, I got it all in good sport. Like I said, I've been shooting dice all the time. Ever since that big crap game, I've been living off of chicken and wine. I'm a leader of the knockdown society, folks, since I got mine. Now let me tell you about a barbershop right down here on 4th Street. It's the only place on any Saturday night that we gambling men do meet. Some of them will come for a haircut, and others they come for a scrap. See, me and my buddies going up that way, folks. We're going to mean to shoot some craps. We're going to holler 7, 11, come, come, come. And if you don't 7-11 dice, ooh, I'll be done, done, done. If I see the police before they see me, I'm going to run. Because I'm a leader of high society, folks, since I got mine. Yeah, I got mine. Ooh, I got mine. I got it all in good sport, like I said. Well, I've been shooting dice all this time. Some of them boys got 30 days, and others they got 9. When they brought those stripes in the very next morning, that's right, I got mine. Now, I went to my best gal's house, and the hour was just about 9. I wasn't dressed up like Henry Ford, but ooh, I was looking mighty doggone fine. I caught her sitting in another rascal's lap. I didn't like that sign. I told that rascal what I thought about him. I got mine. Thank you. That's a good one there. I got time for another one, I guess. Let's see here. Whew. Yeah, boy. First time I met Gamble Rogers, we were at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, I think, and we didn't know each other, but we ended up having breakfast together in the hotel, and we were chatting away, and he's telling me, he said he saw this fella had a van, and he lived in his van, and it had a shower and a toilet and a microwave oven, but it was just a van. It wasn't a big Winnebago, and he was going on about it. He said he was visiting with this guy at a festival. And it had a generator and a roof, air conditioner, and a color TV and a VCR, but it was just the size of a van. And he was going on and on over breakfast telling me about this van. He says, made by a company in Michigan called Explorer, spelled with an X. And he, after breakfast, we were getting ready to leave, and I said to him, I said, that sounds like a heck of a nice van. I got one just like it in the parking lot here. He says, you got to be kidding. I said, no, because you come out and look at it. And he came out, and he said, it's just like the van that guy had. It was like deja vu or something. Very French, I don't know what, but that's how we became friends, talking about a guy who had a van like mine. So then he said I could park it in his yard down in St. Augustine, because I was living in Polk City, Florida. I wasn't really living there. I was living in the van. I lived in the van for 22 years with my first two wives. Not at the same time. But now I got a new wife down in St. Petersburg, and she had a house, so I moved in there. Sometimes. When I'm not in the van. So I come home to Florida now every winter about Christmas time, and I stay home Christmas to Easter. The rest of the time I'm out on the road. It's got nothing to do with this song, but it ain't easy. It's a hard way to make a living. You got to keep it all going, you know. Let's see here. This is the first song I learned to play on a guitar. I was going to college on the GI Bill, just get out of the Navy, and heard a fella picking this old song. It tickled my ear. I didn't realize it was going to ruin my life. I asked the fella if he could teach me to do such a great thing. He said no. But when he finished playing, he gave me a matchbook with a phone number on it. It was AX17609. I said, well, what's the deal there? He said, that's Reverend Gary Davis's phone number. You call that number if you want to play the guitar like that. I heard about Reverend Gary Davis. He was a blind preacher, came to New York from Lawrence County, South Carolina, back in 1935, made a few blues records. Then he got religion. The big city will do that to some. Recorded a handful of Christian songs, and the man wanted more blues songs, and Gary said he was only doing Christian songs, so he ended up having a short recording career back then. That was before Christian music really caught on. He ended up singing on the streets of New York City until Peter, Paul, and Mary heard him during the folk scare in 1960, and they recorded the song about Samson and Delilah, and he started getting checks, and he built a house in Long Island. We still lovingly referred to as the house that Peter, Paul, and Mary built. And I had the phone number sitting on my bureau, and I figured I'd call him up. And I called him up and asked him if he could teach me to pick the guitar like that. And he asked me if I had any money. I asked him, how much money do you need? He said, $5 to get you started. Well, the government was giving me $100 a month to go to college on the GI Bill. You gotta love this country. I said, yeah, I got the money. He says, well, when do you want to come over? I was a little shy about it. I said, maybe a week from Thursday. He said, I'm an old man. He said, you better come and get it while it's still here. So I said, when would be good? He said, it's here now. So I asked him how I get over there. He said, you take a subway train. I went down and looked over the subway train situation. There was E train, A train, F train, a G train, a D train, a double Z. I don't know what to do. I did the hippest thing I could think of doing back in 1966. I took the A train. Wasn't the right train, but looking back on it, it still seemed like the hip thing to do. Got a transfer and got to Gary's house, and we started picking and grinning. He said, what can you play? I said, I'll play you some of this Candyman blues, and I played it just like this. He said, good God Almighty, take years to straighten you out. I said, I got plenty of time. He said, I'm an old man, we better get started. So we went down to his basement and we picked and grinned, and here I am. Do anything in this God Almighty world to keep the Candy Man home. Big Leg Ida. Ooh, Big Leg Ida. Big Leg Ida. Big Leg Ida. I sure do love that Big Leg gal. God knows I do. Davis, Reverend Davis, when he wrote the Candyman Blues, he said, it's an old song, he didn't write it. I said, when did it come out? He said, for what? He said, for 1904. I said, ooh, that's an old song. And here we are in two. If we're lucky, we'll be talking about four one day. Now I understand what he was talking about. 1966, we never knew what a four was. Little red light, little green light. Ooh, well, you stop on a red and you go on a green. You don't mess with Mr. In Between. Candyman, salty dog. Candyman, salty dog. Ooh, Candyman, salty dog. You won't be my Candyman, I won't be your salty dog. This is the abbreviated version of this song, because this song takes 25 minutes to do in its entirety. I only got 25 minutes to be here, this situation. If you want to hear the rest of that, you got to buy the record. Got some with me over here. It's on the live book, Don't Start Me Talking album. It's also on the Homespun video, Roy Bookbinder live at the National Storytelling Festival in Jonesboro, Tennessee last October. That was a pretty cool deal. We had 850 people in a big circus tent on my birthday, October 5th at midnight. Called it the Midnight Cabaret. That was a lot of fun. Got some of them videos here too. Don't mean to be doing an advertisement here, but that's what I'm doing. It's almost embarrassing to be a blues singer with a website, but started to feel like an oxymoron. I don't know if you can use that word as an adjective. Might be an adverb, I forgot what's what. Roybookbinder.com, that's the deal there. Ooh, Candyman. Salty dog, I better finish this one up so I can do another one. Candyman, salty dog, I wished I was down in New Orleans sitting on a Candyman stand. Thank you, appreciate that. Thank you. Here, this is one was revealed to me last winter. Reverend Gary Davis used to say that he didn't write any songs, they were revealed to him. It makes sense. I wrote this for Reverend Davis. I called it The Preacher Picked the Guitar. It kind of tells his story. When I play the guitar, I'm gonna tell you a story about a man I once knew, a blind street singing preacher that played the blues. His fingers picked the guitar, they danced up and down the board. He passed his days singing, waiting for the Lord. People heard his message, they came from miles around. His pulpit was on the streets up in Harlem and way downtown. Yes, a preacher picked the guitar, his hands made all the magic chords. He passed his days just singing, waiting for the Lord. The angels heard him singing, they thought he should be heard. Opened ears around the world so he could spread the word. Fingers picked the guitar, they danced up and down the board. He passed his days just singing and waiting for the Lord. He sailed across the ocean to London and to France, thanking Jesus every day for giving him that chance. Yes, a preacher picked the guitar, his hands made all the magic chords. Passed his days just singing and waiting for the Lord. One day his voice was quiet, his time had come. But he knew where he was going and where he just come from. Preacher picked a guitar, his hands made all the magic chords. Passed his days just singing and waiting for the Lord. Just told you a story about a man I once knew. Blind street singing preacher, played the blues. His fingers picked the guitar, they danced up and down the board. Passed his days just singing and waiting for the Lord. Minutes left, not much you can do in 5 minutes. Play another one from my new album called Singer Songwriter Blues Man. Noticed that the singer songwriters were getting all the attention in the folk music world, so I made my new album Singer Songwriter Blues Man. The blues men always wrote their songs, but they didn't brag so much on it, but it seems to pay, so we're starting to brag. This one here, I woke up last January and I was just full of optimism and I was so enthusiastic about life that day. I thought, geez, you better write a song about this. This doesn't happen very often. A life of a blues singer. I call this one, It's Gonna Be All Right Someday. It's gonna be alright someday, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be alright someday, it's gonna be just fine. It's gonna be alright. Drinking Cuban coffee every morning and Irish whiskey at night. I'm walking downtown with my very best gal under the stars in the moonlight. It's gonna be okay someday, it's gonna be alright. Be alright someday, it's gonna be okay, it's gonna be just fine. Well, there'll be no more troubles or heartaches, there'll be no more worries or fears. This old world's gonna keep spinning around without any sorries, without any tears. It's gonna be okay, it's gonna be all right, it's gonna be just fine. It's gonna be okay, it's gonna be all right someday, it's gonna be just fine, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be okay. Well, I won't take any more losses, cause I'm only gonna have wins. My lucky number's gonna keep coming up every time that that wheel of fortune spins. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be just fine. It's gonna be okay. Don't worry about it. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mr. Roy.